It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Just that bright, you can see the sun that shines, yes, on a Monday, the 8th day of March, 2021. I am Crypt Road, 0XE05713, just hanging out. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend. You know, I got to tell you, though, I might have to, I hope I don't, but I might have to end the show quick and fast and early if folks show up early. I'm hoping they're not going to show up until they're supposed to show up, but sometimes they are actually a little bit too diligent. And I am the foreman of some renovations that are happening here at the Rowe compound. So just to let you know that that could happen. And hopefully it won't happen. And we'll just get through the whole show. And now you know. It is, like I said, Monday. So, you know, bright and early, bushy-tailed, right? So how is everybody today? We are Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. This is Crypto Corner, where we look at blockchain technology and Bitcoin and all the other cryptos and that kind of stuff for an hour. And I'm glad to have you with me. Yes. Everybody in the chat room, hi. We have a chat room. It's at chatsy.com/freedomslips. Or you can also go there from our site, freedomslips.com. They have nothing to do with us. They just host our chat room, which is nice of them. Thank you, Chatsy. And we are listener supported 100%. So thank you to all the listeners that do support us, because that's why we're still on the air, because of you. And if you go to that chat room, on the top, there's a little window where you can click. It says click here for direct stream links right at the top there. And that'll show you the various ways that you may donate to this fine station if you'd like, 100% volunteer. And so we thank you. Okay, so cryptos, and I want to tell you about the next, I got little birds whispering in my ear, so I told you about Theta. Well, let's see. First off, before we go into any of that, got to say hello to all our friends in the chat room. Okay, Fleischgewehr, Wild Bob, Gomer P, Christine C, Chuck 72, WD and Irish. Somebody just came in. Mona Rattler, Roshana. I knew somebody named Roshana. You're not in Holland, are you? Rudolph, Amsmurray, Meow, Pat Rabbit, Mitzi, SJ1, Captain Fred, Omega Logos, Comet, Harry Q, I see you, see me. Monster 383, Batsman, Dryfly Guy, Missouri Sunflower, Harry the Busker, Cat Dog Girl, Name, Festus B, Not Much to It, and Flippy. All these folks are in the chat room. Hello. Good day to you. Good evening. Huyanavant. Aloha. Hola. Jambo. Assalamu alaikum. Sokares. Buongiorno. Chefach. Ah, yes. It is Monday here on the West Coast, a little after 1 p.m. 1300 hours in California. It's kind of a fallish day. Yeah, it's kind of fallish. Even though it's moving into spring, it seems like a day in fall. But that's beside the point. So, how are the crypto corner? I mean, how are the cryptocurrencies doing? Let's take a peek. 51,668 for Bitcoin right now, 51,600-ish. Ethereum, 1,771. It's Ethereum. I think you're going to have to watch also. That one's about ready to pop. The gas prices is still too high. I went to buy something and on Uniswap, and still the gas prices were way too high. So I got to fix that. But I'm going to tell you about something in a moment. Cardano. Remember, we were at 5 cent Cardano. Now we're at $1.12 Cardano. Yes, Cardano ADA is finally sprouted into the I am worth more than a dollar club. And oh, it's blossoming so wonderful. Even in the volatility that's existing right now, up and down we go. Cardano still manages to maintain that stable above a dollar mark. Oh, it's just growing up. Polkadot, 3422. XRP, now, regardless, okay, XRP, regardless of what happens with the lawsuit in the United States and all that by the SEC and blah, 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 XRP will continue to be traded. And even if the company folds in the United States, there will be a new company outside of America that's already been stated. by, they're like, well, you know, it's, we're not, we'll just leave America, but we'll still trade. What does that mean for Americans in XRP? Could mean that it's not allowed to be traded in America. Could be taken off all the American exchanges. Might be that you can only get XRP, you know, on the international exchanges. But that's just what it is for right now. Uniswap, $33.26 right now. $33.26. Litecoin, $187. Chainlink at 30. And as we scroll on down a little bit to look at Theta, Theta got up to 498 earlier. Right now it's at 487. It's still very healthy, very close to $5 for Theta. That's amazing, actually, so far. And let's see, Theta Fuel is at 16, almost 17 cents right now. Theta Fuel is trading at the same as Theta was just a few months back. I don't think it was that long ago. Aave, AAVE, 425 right now. That's something to watch as well. And let's see, where is it? Oh, let's take a look at Digibyte. See how we're doing. Digibyte, haven't heard much out of Digibyte. 5 cents still. But there is one that I want to tell you about. One that is kind of like, you remember when I told you about Theta, and Theta was a nickel, and now Theta is like almost $5. Well, this one slipped by me. Let's see. It slipped by me, and it's listed on Binance US and some, I'm not sure how many other exchanges. That's where I wound up seeing it. And it's also on Uniswap. Is number 53, according to Messari, and is trading right now at $1.67, which is actually quite high for it, I guess. It's all-time highs area now. It's Engine Coin. ENJ. Engine Coin. ENJ. Right now, it's up like 26% over the last 24 hours or so. And this is a gaming community platform coin, non-gambling. It's not gambling stuff. It's other types. And media, entertainment, sort of Theta-ish maybe in some aspects. Gaming community platform and virtual goods marketplace. So what could virtual goods be? That's the NFTs, the non-fungible tokens. And that's a whole other system of itself. Now, that's kind of interesting because if you're an artist, are you an artist? Do you like to make art? Especially if you're a digital artist, maybe you like to work with Photoshop. Maybe you like to just code your art. There are code artists where they know code and they code pictures and things, you know, and animation. Maybe you make animation. Maybe you want to make some unique picture. I saw a picture. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, Engine Coin is one to watch. I think it's going to be more than a dollar, more than $2, more than $5 in short order, which could be anywhere from, you know, a month to the end of the year. I'm not speaking when I say short order. I don't mean years. I mean probably several months at the most. So, also had a weird, really funny feeling. Sometimes I get pictures in my head that move, but that's not the point. I had a dream also. That's not the point either, but I got to tell you about the dream before I tell you about the wonderful thing, the new swan that's about to blossom. Okay, I had a dream. And I dreamt that I left my microphone, tap, tap, on and open, and I broadcasted the world like all kinds of crazy personal things. And then I had to sit and think. I'm like, wait a minute. I just had that dream. So it had to have happened over the weekend. I'm like, I wasn't on the air this weekend, I don't think. And I'm pretty sure it was a dream. But sometimes, you know, because I travel back and forth so much, sometimes I'm not sure. Because this is a dream, too. It's just you wouldn't. You'd have to be. Well, maybe you would. It's very stable and rigid here. this dream. So he's, yeah, there's other places in the dream time. Okay, that's a whole other conversation. Let's take a sip of apple juice and get back to crypto. NFTs. So Engine Coin again at $1.66. I see great things happening. I had a feeling that the entire crypto market is about to experience something very wonderful. You know, that history is going to be made. Not just all-time highs and things like that. Well, that. But I don't know what to say. Something amazing is about to happen. And it's a good thing. So you can take a look at what an NFT might be if you're thinking to yourself, well, what is NFT? It's a non-fungible token. Now, what the heck does that mean? When you look at cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethereum, even though each Bitcoin or Litecoin is a separate unit of account, one Bitcoin is a Bitcoin. If I send you a Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or 1/12 of a Bitcoin, then you have that much. You have Bitcoin. You don't have something unique. You have something that, you know, there's 21 million Bitcoins and you have one of them or a part of one of them. But a Bitcoin's a Bitcoin. So it's not a non-fungible. I guess you could say it's fungible. Now, what's a non-fungible token is a digital unit that is unique. There is no others like it. Or maybe it's part of a limited, like you might have, it's kind of like you have a guy that may, an author, and he signs 50 books. And there's only a limited copy of 50 books. You know, there's only 50. I have one of 50. Somebody else said, or some guy's collecting a unique edition of a Ferrari. There's only 3 of these in the entire world. You know. Well, now it's in the digital world. And if you want to see examples, artists, on how you could get into the NFT, you could sell your art. There are people I saw, there's a guy, well, someone, I don't know, could be a woman or non-binary, I guess. Someone out there took a picture. Okay, like I got a camera, take a picture. It's like 2100 by 2100, whatever pixels. Okay. Apply a little filter. You do a little photoshopping to it. And now it looks all kind of cool. And I put it on there. And somebody's going to give me Ethereum for that. That's it. And so if you want to see some examples, it's kind of, I don't know. This is kind of like, I don't know. This is more like maybe closer to, well, I can't even compare this to a tulip craze kind of thing. Like, is there an NFT bubble? I don't know. It just seems so ridiculous to me at this point that people would pay $50, $100 for something that, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm going to become an artist today. Ghostmarket.io. Take a look. Ghostmarket.io. Ghost market. Could put it in the chat room, I guess. How about that? I'll put that in the chat room. Ghost market. You go here. And you could look and you say, oh, look at the hot bids, the top ones, the hot bids. There's one here. It costs 250,000 SOL. 52 of 52. Oh, it's the last one. Ghost Genesis NFT 52. And then, okay, we're going to click on it. If we click on it, what do we get? I don't get anything. I hope I'm not bidding on it. I'm not bidding on it, am I? No, okay. So you click on it, and it goes to this Ghost Genesis NFT. When was it minted? 28th of February, mint number 52 out of 52. Last sale 22 hours ago for 28,542 SOL. He sold one. And you know how much that is? That turns out $12,833.60. $12,000. And he's got, this is number 52. How many did he sell? I guess he's found, you know, and this is 1920 px by pixels by now. Okay. Let's see. The owner of this exclusive is granted 100% discount on Ghost Market trading fees for life. So this is something also that includes a discount, 100% discount on no trading fees for life. Okay, so that's part of the deal. There's a, you have to read the description to find out what's also included. Collection details, nothing. Let's find one. Let's discover all NFTs and find one that looks even relatively benignly ridiculous. Like, okay, here's one of a person playing a saxophone. One of one. 100 souls. I click on this. It shows the current owner. It was minted, quote unquote, turned into an NFT. On, and you can create your own and upload it. Sunday, the 10th of January, it's one. The current bid is 100 soul, which is about $44.96. Limited edition one. Here's a guy. Hi, everyone. I am Kwame Ferrer, a jazz musician living in Barcelona, Spain, and I am very excited to mint and sell my first NFT. And then, okay, he's got unlockable content. 1 minute and 20-second improvisation playing my tenor sax. So it comes as an audio. It's a picture that's 864px by 868px plus a little WAV, a WAV file that you get. And he's like, you can find me playing the sax. So you get a sound clip and a photo of this guy for 50 bucks. And I think some of the hype, you know, some people just do this stuff to just because it's like just to do it. You know, I remember I collect books. I still collect books. I like to collect books, old books, you know, out of print books, rare books, occult books, any kind of books, just like old books. But anyway, I was on eBay and I was bidding and I was looking for, and I look at other books too. They don't have to be old, but I look at other books and I was like, you know, there's a new book. Or a book I want, and maybe a lot of people want it. And so I look and I find, oh, more people want this book. There's a bidding war going on. And the face cover of the book is like, let's say $5.95. And then they're like bidding like, oh, it's $6, $8, $11. And somebody's bidding $11, right? And I'm like, wait, maybe if I search for the book on Google even, you find it at Amazon. It's the same book. You know, it's like, oh, here it is. For $5.95. So people just, they kind of get caught up in the frenzy. But hey, why not? So NFTs, non-fungible tokens, Phantasma.io is where this ghost market is from. And they say an NFT is a digital asset which cannot be changed, replaced, or counterfeited. Whereas each fungible token is identical, one soul is one soul, one cal equals one cal, and NFT carries with it unique attributes separating it from all other NFTs. So a photograph would be an NFT. Some unique piece of art. You know, I thought about getting a digital tablet, and you could draw pictures. Now, though, you could do 3D printing stuff. I was watching this thing about in Europe, this guy, I think it's Decentralized Defense, is 3D printing guns and showing other people how to do this. And you can go online and you can download the thing. You can download the plan. And if you have the right 3D printer with the right filament, if you will, you can print your defense platforms, if you will. And he was adamant about freedom of speech and freedom of to right to bear arms. And this guy, he's somewhere in Western Europe. But I saw nothing wrong with his standpoint as far as, you know, the right to exist and be secure in your person and be able to say what you want to say and defend yourself. Anyway, so we're coming into the new age where, you know, this kind of stuff is maybe going to get more and more available. I've seen 3D printing technology is really increasing. Blockchain technology is allowing things to be put out there that are immutable, which cannot be changed and cannot be removed. Now, yes, you can... There are things that will remove the entire blockchain, you know, nuclear holocaust,
you know, meteors crashing, a complete lockdown, and you know, really bleak, bad stuff. In other words, something really big and bad has to happen. And if that does happen, yeah, yeah, then we're all shit out of luck, aren't we? Then we have a lot of bigger fish to fry. God, does anybody have any hope that maybe, I know, I kind of waver, but does anybody have any hope that maybe society will somehow get through this ridiculous age of stupidity that we're in right now and somehow figure out a way, somehow wake up, come to our senses, slap silly the idiots and go, okay, enough screwing around, sorry. You know, let's get back to business here. Does anybody out there think that maybe, I know it's a shit sandwich and we're all have to take a bite of it. We're all crawling through the sewer right now. We got a bunch of a-holes that are going to do their little Davos and then they're going to have their little Bilderberg meeting. They're going to talk about how they can screw the world up even more. And are we going to allow that to happen? I don't know how far we're going to allow. Some people are in some places. Maybe some people may. Do you have hope? And somehow we can figure out a way out of this, that the ridiculousness is going to get so crazy that people are just going, no, stop it right now. You know, I am not going to crawl on my belly through the street just because you're telling me that, you know, no, we all have to, you know, I mean, things are getting so ridiculous. You could have somebody say, well, you know, the COVID cloud doesn't like to hover too far. It likes to doesn't want to be close to the ground. So it will stay about 2 or 3 feet off the ground. So as long as you can keep your head 2 or 3 feet off the ground, then COVID won't hurt you. And if you could put that out there and people will be crawling around on their bellies. I mean, what the hell are you doing? Well, the COVID's up there in the upper atmosphere. What, you mean 4 or 5 feet up? Yeah. That's how ridiculous we were at this point. But anyway, NFTs and decentralized finance are also the next big thing. Decentralized finance is so crazy right now. You can go to the DeFi tracker on Etherscan, and they have some of the different projects, I guess. And right now, it is the new wild, wild west. You know, the cryptos, in essence, many of them have established themselves. Like, you know, Bitcoin is Bitcoin, right? You know, when you're dealing with the Bitcoin blockchain, and okay, that's secure. It's been around. It's got a little bit of a reputation that the way it works, you know. And you know that Ethereum is Ethereum, and now there's these apps, and some of these apps and things that run on there are more or less legit. You're like, okay, the Aave platform is a decentralized smart contract that does certain types of lending and interest, you know, creating things, if you will, to keep it simple. And it's not going to rip you off or anything like that. It's just the way the market is. It's not like somebody's on the other end about to hack you or something. But then you've got these other projects that you can't say the same thing about. You've really got to scrutinize. And some of them are very tempting because you see that, well, you know, people are making the this is like the new high yield, what they used to call it, high yield risk. I don't know what it is. Investment, high yield investment program, HYIP. Yeah. And most of those HYIP, and I'm not saying that DeFi is full of this at all. I'm just saying that anybody can create a contract and list it in a decentralized way. And you've got to scrutinize because maybe the contract has little flaws in it that might be exploited, or, you know, but at the same time, without knowing a whole lot about how these contracts work, it's very difficult for the average person to just go and start looking at smart contracts, you know. So, and you want to get in on some of this stuff early,
So it's like you got to balance, like, okay, you know, do I think that this is a risky thing or not? So everybody has, I guess, their own approach about evaluating projects. And I guess at the end of the day, everything is a risk at some level. Some are just a lot higher risk than others. You've got derivatives, decentralized exchanges, like, you know, Uniswap is pretty legit, right? Okay. It's a decentralized trustless exchange. That means that anybody can list their token. And the way that Uniswap works is you can actually, let's see, if you go into Uniswap and you click manage, you can switch which token lists that you use. You know, they have the default list. You have wrapped tokens, Compound, CME, Stablecoin, Claros tokens, Gemini token list, CoinGecko's list, Aave's token list. So they are, and on those lists, you have tokens that nobody's ever heard of. So, but many of them are tradable, of course, for value. And the other interesting thing is the way these DeFis, I think, get away with, I'm still kind of studying on how all of this is, where there's a lot to it and it's a little complex. But I think that the way that a lot of these DeFi's get away with sort of this in this gray area of not falling under any regulation is the tokens that they create, that they use in their smart contract, are not worth any real money. They're not traded on any exchanges. They're not listed on the decentralized exchanges like Uniswap. They're just like, I could create, you know, Bing Bong token. And Bing Bong token is only used in my Bing Bong Ping Pong platform. And what is my Bing Bong Ping Pong platform? My Bing Bong Ping Pong platform is a smart contract that takes Bing Bong and ping pongs it based on an algorithm, you know, that looks to see how many giraffes have been born. I don't know, for whatever. And it quantifies this set of data and this data set, and, you know, and as the moon moves across, you know, you can cross all these different things. So you can make it really weird. And then what that does is at the end, it pays you out if you buy Bing Bong tokens and something happens in the contract, then they pay you more Bing Bong tokens, which then you can trade those back in for something, some other token that is tradable for ETH. Right? So you're kind of like two levels in. You're like, I'm going to trade my ETH for, you know, a token that's tradable for ETH, and that token now that I traded on the decentralized platform will be used only to trade for a Bing Bong ping pong token, which is only on this one platform. It's not used anywhere else, right? So you have this really specialized thing that's working on your smart contract exclusively and your formula or recipe exclusively. And if your formula works out right, then theoretically, also depending on participation, the more people that put in a pool, right? And these things churn for a little while, and then they theoretically will spit out more than... That's a really rudimentary way to look at it. Like I said, I'm still in the research stage of this. You know, there's also things like liquidity mining, and yield farming. So what you can do is the way like Uniswap works, for example, is you can participate on their level, which is pretty legit. So if you're like, well, I don't know about all these other things, you can run on the Uniswap level, which is like the legit decentralized platform, right? And how would you do that is you can use their pool by putting in ETH, Ethereum, UNI, or any other of the things that are traded on their decentralized platform.
you let them use yours. You put yours in a pool that's now part of this bigger pool. And in exchange, you get the fees. You get part of the fees. And so, you know, I actually did an experiment. I put some in several months back, and I've already made more in fees back than I actually put in, because combining that with, you know, because you're getting paid in the crypto that you put in. So if you put in Ethereum and Uniswap, you're going to get Ethereum and Uniswap back in fees, which adds to the amount that are total in the pool, which then you can pull out at any time. But as long as it's making this sort of interest, if you will, quote unquote, if you look at it from the other way, you know, another terminology, it's making money. And you could let your Ethereum or Uniswap sit in a wallet as well, and it will probably accrue in value because just the crypto market's going up. HODL, that's fine. But you can also stick it in these different staking platforms, and just like putting it, like the banks used to give you interest, they got negative interest now. I heard in Europe it's negative interest, like in Spain and stuff. Well, anyway, yeah, whether you have to pay them, and that's how a lot of the banks, oh, you got to pay a monthly fee. Yeah, we'll insult you with a couple cents interest. Well, you get the fees of the traders that are trading on the platform, if that makes any sense at all. All right. Let's see. So keep an eye on Engine. The NFT market is, I think, also about to take off, you know, especially with the younger generation. You know, you have like the Crypto Kitties is an NFT. Where you go with Ethereum, that was one of the first Ethereum games, and you have unique little digital cats that you care for online. And, you know, it's not unlike back in, what was it, the 80s or 90s? Didn't they have those little games, and they had, like, remember the Furby? And, you know, you had, like, a little digital friend. Well, the Furby wasn't digital. It was, like, this little doll with electronics in it, and you're supposed to care for your Furby. And they had some other things. I think they had little fads in Japan where it was like in a, like a calculator device, you know, and there's a little digital rabbit or something inside there. And now you've got not just NFTs like digital collector's cards, but they have the little digital crypto kitties and stuff. And they're all unique, and you can trade each one. And some of them are quite valuable. I think somebody bought a crypto kitty for, tens of thousands of dollars. Ridiculous amounts of money. And it's not just crypto kitties, but there's other things, like little crypto monsters, and you could digitize anything. Well, the point is that with the younger generations now getting more and more into this stuff, younger and younger, I think we're going to see an explosion. You and I, as adults, probably have no interest in something like a digital Pokemon, right? Or something we haven't even thought of, whatever the next cartoon fad thing weirdness is amongst the young generations. And I'm not talking about millennials, I'm talking about young generation. Like, how old are kids getting into computers right now? I don't condone it. I'm just, it is what it is. You know, the average age, I saw this tweet where somebody's like, my five-year-old keeps tweeting me. I'm like, your five-year-old is tweeting you, keeps messaging me. You know, you're exchanging SMS messages with your five-year-old. What the? Okay, maybe I'm just out of the times, but geez, they're growing up quick now. So if five-year-olds are getting into it, there, you know how huge the market. Not that I plan on selling anything to five-year-olds. Oh my goodness. Mommy, buy me this. But you know what? You're going to have 9, 10, 12-year-olds that maybe do have a little access to their own Dogecoin now that you've got, 9-year-old millionaires because of Elon Musk. They're going to be interested in buying crypto kitties for whatever for $10,000 a pop. All right. It is crazy. This world is just going absolutely insane. It is, I do not condone children using electronics. Really, I don't. I think it's bad, actually, if you
want me to be honest with you. Yeah.
I don't know where you would draw the line, though. I guess you would say that the parent has to be responsible, right? In a perfect world, in a sane world, you would say, well, the parents should. and because I'm not going to be the one to say regulate it. And right. I'm going to say let the parents decide. But the problem is now the parents are lost, too. So it's just a bad spiral. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. So let's not think about those horrible things. Let's think about nice things, right? Like how cute the Crypto Kitties actually are. I mean, they are pretty cute. No, now NFTs also, they have these virtual cities. There's one Cryptopolis or something like that. Mega Cryptopolis. There's a few of them, and you can buy property for ETH, Ethereum, and you own it. I shouldn't say that, right? I own a lot of the property. It's not real property, and it's undeveloped. I own undeveloped land, and it's not even real land. But I do collect taxes. Like, yeah, it's like $2 or something like that. No, but seriously, if you're crazy and have millions of dollars just to blow on ridiculousness, and maybe you do because you just don't get out. You know, this is also something, though, I think people should get out and explore the world and do wonderful things. But there are people that are unfortunately, you know, handicapped or elderly or for whatever reason, homebound, bedbound, they can't move around. And so I think it's good that there are other ways and other options for those people to exercise their wallets. but you can get this virtual realities now, you know, these helmets. Oh my goodness. They've come a long way and you can explore like all kinds of places. And now, not that I'm advocating that we should all just put ourselves inside. Oh my gosh, I'm so conflicted today. Because on the one hand, I'm like, you know, we need to get out and enough of this lockdown crap. And on the other hand, here I am saying, you know, it's nice to sit on your computer. Well, it's a crypto thing, right? It's digital. We're talking about digital stuff. But you got everything in moderation, including moderation. I guess we got to just each one of us have to temper things. You know, I was listening to an old interview the other day, and at the end of the interview, there's some very profound stuff that was spoken about where we are in as human beings in society, and it kind of hit me, and I agree. Even though I love technology, because I'm just a tinkerer at heart. I just like new things. I guess it's my curious nature. And I guess maybe I don't know why I have so much faith in humanity. But anyway, that's beside the point. That, you know, and crypto is bringing a lot of people that would otherwise be financially in a rut out of that rut. Definitely. So it's helping a lot of people. But, you know, an experiment was brought up. They did an experiment with monkeys, and they taught monkeys how to use money, the concept of money, the concept of trading money for something else, goods, services, supplies, you know, whatever, favors. And within a few weeks, the monkey society had degraded into there was robberies, rape, prostitution. The monkeys were selling, you know, trading money for sex. And this is an experiment. You can look it up about, you know, training monkeys how to use money. And, you know, he was talking about how the incentive for everything we do, every motivational incentive is monetary gain. And, you know, they tried to remove the money from the monkeys and they didn't want that. They didn't want to leave that system once they had been ensnared in it.
And there is a theory that a long time ago, there was an alien race that came along here and did exactly that. That took mankind out of its natural format and introduced the money system. And yeah, some say it was the Dracos. Anyway, you know, speaking of conflicted, if we didn't have the money system, this person was also saying we wouldn't have ownership, right? Then there might be privacy, but not property, because there would be no concept. And then I start thinking about what this Schwab, Klaus Schwab, was saying about the Great Reset. And they're like, ooh, you're going to own nothing and love it. Now, while they make it sound real nice, and maybe they even have, in their own twisted sort of way, good intentions for the world. And as much as I personally have advocated years ago, decades back, when I was younger, I said we need to get rid of the money system. But with a caveat, the qualifier was, I don't think that humanity could do it. I don't think we're ready. Well, maybe not ready, but I don't think we're maybe no longer capable. It's like an addiction, I think. Humanity has become addicted to profit and the money system. Now, maybe we could wean ourselves off, because the problem right now with the money system is it's centralized, right? There's people at the top of it, right? The central bankers, the controllers, the royalty, whatever, whoever, the black nobility, the people we don't know. Somebody who's at the top of the money system, somebody's in charge of making it, and, you know, holding it and doing stuff with it and making policy with it and controlling everybody with it. So maybe part of weaning ourselves off over time is removing the people from the top, is decentralizing it. I don't know. Is maybe the concept of cryptocurrency, of blockchain technology, of decentralized non-ownership automated functions, tempered, if we temper it in moderation, we can wean ourselves off. That's not to become a slave to the machine. Let the machine help us and assist us to get out of the enslavement of the money system. It's a delicate operation. Because we cannot put everything into the blockchain and let it control our every move like some people want to do. Oh yeah, we're going to reset everything, all right. Let me just give you a little pinprick. No, thank you very much. No, 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 no. Biophotonics is the base level of communication. The light level of communication, chakra level of communication in the human body, the nervous system does it on a light system level. And what they want to do is they want to give you messenger RNA that's going to take out one strand and, you know, change your DNA. And I do believe that it is activated or responsive to radio frequency. There's a lot of evidence to, I don't have enough time to go into that. But if you listen to my past shows, you've heard some of the recordings from Microsoft research themselves is saying that we're going to put a computer inside you. So back to the whole weaning ourselves off. We need to wean ourselves off this addiction, but not substitute another addiction for it. So we take ourselves off of the addiction of money, but not immediately, the addiction of centralized control of somebody else. It's going to be more difficult for the controllers than for us, because for many people, cryptocurrency is actually going to be a liberator, as long as it's not used to track them, which is what the controllers want to do. But at the same time, we need to remove them from controlling the entire system that controls us. We need to put them on an equal level. And if we can do that with blockchain, everybody's got an equal vote until we can progress
to the next level. And I don't know what that's going to be and what shape is going to be and how it's going to be. But maybe it is better to take a step away from the old system and just try to stick one foot in the water of the crypto river and see if we don't get washed away. You know, I don't know. Do we want to try this? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and one does not discover new lands without first losing sight of that familiar shore. So they say. I say I would be willing to take the chance, but never with some sort of, you know, physical interaction like the vaccination or something like, no, that's just not, going to happen. Although, you know, I believe that this vaccination is basically lethal injection delayed. It's a delayed lethal injection, I'm sorry to say. Israel has vaccinated over 50% of their population. There's some horrible things coming out of there right now. And apparently they've got death spikes that, you know, they've been analyzing the data, but there's a pretty much a news blackout everywhere about everything. We're not permitted to see all the things that have been going on in other countries the way we used to be. All of the many of the media video leaking places have also been scooped up by big tech, big corporations that may not even be based in the United States. They might be based in China, for example, you know, like LiveLeak, where they got rid of all the comment section. You can't even comment on stuff. And all it is a bunch of Chinese fluff, really. It's like, oh, here's some funny Chinese videos intermixed with a few things. But no, they pretty much locked down most of the media. And I don't know what it's going to take. I guess each country is kind of on their own. It's each citizenship of each country has to wake up. But we're going to see, I guess, soon, maybe not. I don't know. It depends on how well the media keeps it under wraps. More deaths, you know, they're probably going to blame it on something else. Right now, you don't hear all the ambulances going, but it's going to be probably a quick death anyway. So they won't even need ambulance. They'll just call the coroner. So watch out for the morgues and the cemeteries to start to fill up. And look for people that just suddenly died for unexpected reasons. They didn't get sick. Just like when they get sick, they get COVID. Oh, you get COVID. They got to go to the hospital for like however long and be put on the ventilator. And the hospital makes some money off you. And then you die. Then they take you away. They put you in the freezer in the back of the semi trucks. There's traffic jams on the freeways. There's God, the ambulances are drowning us out at night. There's so many of them. Can't get an appointment. Yeah, sure. But they're going to say it's COVID, right? It's the next stage or whatever it is. I know there's something going on. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I am quite sure that I am out of time. And stay tuned for Deacon John. And I will wish you well till tomorrow. I am out of here. Ciao.
Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.